your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's look back at that Liverpool win against West Ham with James Pearce from the Liverpool Echo. Morning, James.
Morning, Steve.
Terrific stuff. Just what was needed.
It certainly was. Yeah. There was a lot of pressure on Liverpool yesterday. I think especially having had to sit back and watch City and Arsenal pick up big wins 24 hours earlier, and to their credit, they delivered. It was it was a very, very different Liverpool than we've seen for a long time, probably the most fluent they've been as an attacking force since the turn of the year.
And big performances from Daniel Sturridge and Philippe Coutinho amongst it all.
Yeah, and I think that was the most pleasing thing, wasn't it? On days like that, you desperately need your big players to step up and take responsibility, and they did that. It was it was great to see. Sturridge had another torrid season with the injury woes, but nobody's ever doubted his qualities, and he made a huge difference. I think it helped the fact that Klopp was bold with his team selection. I think he probably has been too cautious at times in the last 5 or 6 weeks. But playing two up top, I think that helped Sturridge as well, having Origi for company. The midfield diamond, which enabled him to he found room for Lallana and Coutinho. Liverpool just really clicked, and it was interesting because he was speaking last week actually about seeing Coutinho's future as more of a central midfielder rather than stuck out wide on the left of a front three. And we certainly saw why he believes that's the case yesterday, because Coutinho was head and shoulders above anyone else on that pitch.
His pass for Sturridge's goal was class.
It was, yeah. I mean, just the weight on it was just absolutely sublime, wasn't it? It was, and once Sturridge got in that position, you never thought he was going to miss. And then just the way in which Coutinho took his two goals, his range of passing throughout, and he was, he's had an up and down season really. Coutinho obviously started like an absolute train back in August and was one of the best players in the Premier League probably from then through to November when he suffered that ankle injury, and then took him quite a while to get over that when he made his comeback in January. But that was a special performance from him yesterday, and he's put Liverpool on the brink of Champions League football.
The storage situation's confusing, isn't it? I go between these episodes of thinking, there's no future, to then watching him, say, yesterday or in the latter part against Southampton, thinking, well, it's very hard to replace this quality.
Yeah, and I think it is a difficult one to make sense of, because I wouldn't like to say whether he will still be at Liverpool next season or not. I think because the issue has never been with Sturridge, is it? His finishing qualities and all the rest of it. I think earlier in the season, and I still think there is a debate over whether how much of an ideal fit he is for Klopp's style, because it was no coincidence that Klopp favoured Firmino in that number nine role, and even when Sturridge was fit earlier in the year, and then but since then he's had so many injury problems. He hasn't even been able to put himself in contention to try and prove himself to Klopp. And I think there was a stat doing the rounds yesterday that I think he started 24 Premier League games over the last three seasons combined, which as a manager, how can you possibly plan for the future when you've got, yes, you've got a top-class player on your hands, but one who plays so little football. So I think a lot will hinge on what kind of offers are tabled for Sturridge this summer. And even that, I think, trying to put a price on him is so problematic, because, when we see this Daniel Sturridge that we witnessed at the London Stadium on Sunday, he's a £40-45 million striker, but when you look at his injury record, you probably think, would anyone be willing to pay more than half of that figure?
Just looking at your excellent match report, the match verdict in the Echo here, it says the task this summer is to ensure the Reds have greater strength in depth to maintain a challenge both home and abroad. It's quite a big task they've got in front of them.
It is, yeah. And I think they get over the line, we all hope, next Sunday afternoon, and that I think it gives them a much greater chance of achieving that. I think having the prestige and the financial rewards of Champions League football will certainly be a shot in the arm to the Klopp summer transfer plans, because I think some of the targets that he's after are pretty well known, but you know, players of the calibre of Van Dijk at Southampton and Naby Keita at Leipzig, you know, you've got no chance of attracting those if you haven't got Champions League football. So that was what made Sunday, you know, even more important. And you know, yeah, we'll get next Sunday out of the way, and then, you know, I think it'll be a huge summer for Liverpool on the transfer front, because, you know, I think what we've seen this season is Liverpool have got they've got probably 12 or 13 players who, you know, when most of them are firing, they can beat anyone. Yet, you know, when they have been dogged by injuries, they don't have the strength in depth to maintain the challenge, and, you know, that's what's got to be addressed.
Yeah, you're not expecting any problems on Sunday.
Well, I mean, you'd certainly hope not, wouldn't you? I mean, I think, you know, Klopp and the players I spoke to after the game yesterday the party line was, you know, there's absolutely nothing to celebrate yet. You know, Middlesbrough will be desperate to wave goodbye to the Premier League on a high, but, you know, in reality, you couldn't ask for a better fixture on the final weekend than playing at home against a team who were already relegated. And, you know, I think we saw, you know, at West Ham as well, and probably Stoke's performance against Arsenal on Saturday, that, you know, when you do, at this stage of the season, when you do play teams who have got nothing to play for, it is a big advantage, because, you know, there was only one team that was really fired up and motivated yesterday, and hopefully that will be the case once again at Anfield next Sunday.
Has it felt like a long season to you, a memorable season for you, James?
It's certainly been a long season. It is. Yeah, do you know, it's been a difficult season to make sense of, really, because, you know, obviously the first 3 or 4 months were, you know, just absolutely electric to watch, and, you know, like most people, you get caught up in it, and you think, you know, could this possibly be the year? And then kind of reality kicks in, and, you know, suddenly for a couple of months it was all doom and gloom. And, you know, certainly I think Liverpool made a mistake not strengthening in the January window. I think that was a missed opportunity. But, you know, since kind of, you know, back end of February, they've ground out a lot of results to keep themselves in this race. And, yeah, I think, you know, the debate will rage on in terms of just how, you know, is a top four spot really success for Liverpool? Is it, you know, is it really worth celebrating? But, you know, I think it is. I think when you look at recent years, and I think, you know, it's a pretty miserable stat that Liverpool have only finished higher than sixth once in the last 7 seasons. So, you know, in Klopp's first full season in charge, to deliver Champions League football, you know, is a real sign of progress, and, you know, hopefully it will be, you know, another stepping stone to getting Liverpool back where we all want to see them.
Yeah, I believe that can be deemed a success. Just very quickly then, does the Champions League kick off quicker at the start of next season because of the Russia World Cup? What are we talking about in terms of the qualifying rounds? What sort of dates?
Yeah, well, I think obviously it depends. You know, I think Liverpool still won't have completely given up on third. You know, if they obviously you're going to have to hope for a favour elsewhere from Man City's opponents over the next week. But, you know, if they could sneak into the top three, then obviously then you don't even have to negotiate the playoff round. You know, you're talking about straight into the group stage. If there is fourth, then, yeah, a playoff, which, you know, I think the dates are late August, just after the start of the Premier League season. So, you know, it could be a tricky tie as well. There's some, you know, there's some talk the other week about even Dortmund maybe finding themselves in that playoff kind of pot. So yeah, I think, you know, if it is fourth, it's, you know, there'll still be a little bit of work to be done. But you know, I think there'll be an awful lot of clubs hoping to avoid Liverpool in that playoff round if they can just get the mission complete next Sunday.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.